T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it is the problem I bet you most doctors never thought they'd have. Telling patients to say no to DIY sunscreen. Sherry Preston joining us now with more. You know, Sherry, we did hear the story just about a week ago where there was a new study that said some sunscreen, if you use it a lot, in some cases could be kind of toxic. It could kind of seep under your skin and into the bloodstream. So it's, spawned something that might be just as dangerous with people making their own sunscreens.
Well, yeah, and a couple of things there. The things that the FDA and the CDC are saying is that, yes, that study is out there, but the idea of not using sunscreen or making your own that has no protection is actually more dangerous than the other stuff. There are ways that you can look for. You can look for some of these things that don't have the ingredients on that they're talking about. The chemicals that they tested, you know, all have long names that end with benzone and lilene and things like that. But what they're saying is, yeah, take a look at the studies. But, you know, if you rely on what you're making on Pinterest, none of that stuff has been tested. The efficacy of it has not been tested. It hasn't been tested on anybody to see, you know, just exactly how much it protects you. And with skin cancer being the most common form of cancer in the U.S., it'll affect a fifth of the U.S. population. They say it's really important that you check to make sure that you're getting protection that you need. If you're going to be out in the sun, those UVA and UVB rays, they say all of that's important, and you have to make sure what you're putting on your skin is actually going to protect you.
Yeah, we were both saying, though, that we can't even imagine making your own or even thinking about it. What are some of the ingredients in a homemade sunscreen?
Well, I mean, that's what you've got. You've got shea butter, you've got lavender oil, coconut oil. All of those have, you know, they top out of the SPF factor of about 6, maybe 7. Which is not what you need and not what you want to protect yourself with. I mean, a lot of people will say that, you know, these recipes are healthy, non-toxic. We should also say that they're certainly not, sunscreen isn't the only DIY stuff on Pinterest. I mean, there's everything from cellulite remover to, you know, hand cream and everything else that you can make yourself. But when it comes to actually protecting your skin from the sun, they're saying that's why it's so dangerous to use some of these. I mean, things from the FDA, they're saying, look, you've got to protect against UVA, UVB. It's got to be water resistant. You have to continue to apply it, and you should throw out old expired stuff. They're saying that is the safest thing you can do if you're worried about the seepage into the bloodstream. Take a look at some of those products that they were talking about in those studies, and then, you know, see if you can find sunscreens that don't have those in it, which you can.
I was just floored when I saw this. Although my homemade sunscreen would be a shirt and a hat. That also kind of works?
And, you know, that is what, being in the sun is not necessarily, seen as great as it used to be, especially with skin cancer cases on the rise so much. And, yeah, just staying in the sun itself is not that great for your skin. And doctors have been saying that for a long time. So a big wide-brimmed hat, maybe just stay in the shade.
All right. Good warning out there, Sherry. Thanks. That's Sherry Preston against do-it-yourself sunscreens.
Yeah. Doctors say just don't do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.